overseas racing, it's always covered at night. But on Monday morning our time, at about 7.36 to be exact, there's a big Group 1 in Canada. And the caller of that race is an Australian. And he joins us online, Robert Jello. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks right. for having me on.
No, fantastic, mate. There's a little bit of Canadian little tone there. How long have you been away from Australia?
1989 November, I went to Hong Kong for about 6.5 years. And then I moved to the States and lived in Seattle area, worked there until quite recently, really. I took the job at Woodbine in Canada just 2 years ago. And in the winter, I work in a track in New Mexico called Sunland Park. So I've been away quite a while. So I'm a mixed bag as far as my accent.
You got a mixture of everything there, a bit of twang and a bit of Aussie and a bit of Canadian. Uh-huh. Hey, tell us this race on Monday morning, the Queen's Plate. It's the first leg of a Triple Crown in Canada?
Yes, the Canadian Triple Crown is three races that are run. Firstly, the Queen's Plate on Sunday, which is 1.25 miles or 2,000 metres for what is an artificial dirt surface at the track now at Woodbine. A switch in July 25th to a track that's in the area called Fort Erie, and that's a smaller circuit in terms of circumference. It's 1.316 miles, about 1,900 metres on a dirt surface, and then they come back on August 20th to Woodbine for 1.5 miles turf race, 2,400 metres, and it's the Triple Crown, so it's for three-year-olds, and it's the three-year-olds who are bred in Canada. So the Queen's Plate, which is the main event, really, one of the three big races on the calendar. The others are the Woodbine Mile, back later in the year, which is on turf, and that's a lead-up to the Breeders' Cup in the States, and also the running of the international race, the Pedersen Canadian International, 1.5 miles, also Breeders' Cup lead-up. But this race, historically, is a bit like the Melbourne Cup in terms of the pomp and ceremony. It's a royal connection. It's 158th running. And it is, in fact, the longest continuously run stakes race in North America. So it has a tremendous history. And it's all about the promotion of the Canadian breed. Horses being foaled here, trying to encourage better breeds to come in. And you'll know that over the years, there have been some amazing horses win this race. And one of them is Northern Dancer back in 64, who became arguably the equivalent of Sir Tristram to the Southern Hemisphere. Northern Dancer became the Northern Hemisphere equivalent.
And Robert, looking at the, just run through that Canadian Triple Crown, there's only 12 horses that have ever have won it?
Mm-hmm, that is correct. It's a tough one because not only are they switching distances, they're also switching surfaces. So, you know, for example, in the Triple Crown in the United States, it's all on the dirt track. And they don't switch to turf. So we're looking at a horse that's adaptable in breeding. We're also looking at a horse that can go a little bit further because, you know, in North America, what they consider a classic distance is 1.25 miles, which is 2,000 metres. So for them, a stretch out to 1.5 miles is a big ask for them, yeah. As against what might be considered the classic distance in Australia. And then so much is on the three-year-old campaign. So there's a lot of developmental changes, and you'll see that in the results of what happens from the Triple Crown in the US to the Breeders' Cup. And it's the same in Canada. You see horses develop, and as they get stronger, some of the others lose ground on them. So it's very hard. The last one to do it was in 2003, a horse called Wando. So, but we, you know, we've had some really good strong horses of late. And Charmin Ghost, who won this race 2 years ago, the Queen's Plate, I wanted to point out that that horse just ran second recently in what was the Pegasus World Cup, which was the richest race in North America, won by Arrogate, who won the Dubai World Cup. So there's a very nice number of bloodlines going through in Canada, especially through Skonnick Stables and Adina Springs. So it's a very intriguing race, even though it's not a huge field.
Yeah. Just on that, Rob, just one final one with time moving on. If you were going to give our listeners one or two to watch out for on Monday morning, can you give us those names?
Yes, well, I think the fillies have the edge, and I know that that's unusual, but there are two fillies in the race. They ran great times in the Woodbine Oaks. Holy Helena, who won the Woodbine Oaks, she was so impressive. She's on that bloodline of Awesome Again, Go Zappa. She's got the bloodline to do it, and I think she'll be hard to beat. But the horse that ran behind her, called Inflexibility, comes in from one of the strongest barns in the U.S. right now, and that's Chad Brown, with one of the strongest riders in the U.S., Javier Castellano. And, you know, I think this was a very unlucky performer, and I think that she'll potentially be the threat. I think those two fillies, and if you're looking at a colt, I think perhaps Channel Maker. But my numbers would be 3, 5, and possibly 1 or 11. But I do believe that the fillies have the edge in this year's Queen's Plate.
Our time, it'll be 7:36 or around that. Sky Racing will certainly be showing it on Monday morning. Rob, good calling. I hope it's a good day for you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I look forward to more.
Thanks, mate. Robert Jeller joining us there, calling the Canadian Triple Crown, starting with the Queen's Plate, our time early Monday morning.